This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, last week, a man in South America celebrated his 23rd birthday by kayaking off the coast of Chile. And all was good until he was swallowed by a humpback whale. Now, the whale did spit him out after only a few seconds, but we are sure that that was long enough for him to crap his pants accordingly. Now, the kayaker called it, quote, a unique experience. Yeah, I'm sure it was, but not one that I would like to have. Now, on the other hand, an elderly man in Indonesia, he tried offering a so-called docile crocodile some food. Instead, the croc grabbed him by the arm, dragged him into the water, and immediately went into a death roll. Now, luckily for this old man, the croc had not quite mastered the death part of the death roll. So, like our kayaker that was swallowed by the whale, he managed to survive. Unlike the kayaker, he did not call this a unique experience. But I bet it was. Anyway, as we are apt to do on this show, we ask ourselves, look, man, would you rather be swallowed by a whale, like Pinocchio, or attacked by a crocodile, like Captain James Bartholomew, a.k.a. Captain Hook? And keep in mind, there is no right answer. Hell, there's no good answer. There's only your answer. And today is our random Would You Rather question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. It's very simple. Give us a call. We'll hit you with a Would You Rather question. You will hem, you will haw, you will give us some thought, and whatever you say, we'll probably disagree.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode number 4,264. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less.
Oh, yeah.
All the way at 4:30. I understand this week sucks already. I don't even have to ask.
That's what Mike said. He's like, not a fan, and you shouldn't be. Look, when we get to Who Sucks Less, if you're a fan of this, there is something wrong with you. Question your life's choices.
Okay.
This one is.
So people are making bad decisions.
People are making very bad decisions. Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30, and today is the day that we do our random Would You Rather question. 206-803-ROCK.
Very simple
random,
thing.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Brandon.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Brandon, welcome to the program. And the random Would You Rather question. Okay. Let's see here. All right. We'll start with this one. Would you rather, every time you have an orgasm, the song All Star by Smash Mouth plays?
Hey now, you're an all-star. Okay. Get down.
Or
go, yeah.
Every time you happen to hear the song All Star by Smash Mouth, you have an orgasm. You could be in the grocery store, that song comes on, boom. It's just going to happen for you.
Are they playing that in grocery stores now?
I think it's reached that stage of life.
What are the odds that I'm going to hear that song outside of watching a Shrek movie, right? But if they are now playing it in regular public places because it's not offensive, whatever kind of crap they're going to play, that's a problem.
Okay. So what do you think?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, every time you watch Shrek, man, like, that'd just be awkward as all hell. Imagine you're with your niece or nephew and it's like,
I mean, if you know it in advance, you just have to be the mean uncle and say, hey, man, look, I'm not watching this movie with you. I'm just not going to do it.
I think the movie is the least of your problems. It's gonna pop up where you least expect it. You're going to be at Chuck E. Cheese, okay?
That's like the worst possible place, right?
Kids love that song. I mean, think about those type of places.
That would be rough.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be rough. Or like at a Mariner game. Ooh.
Oh, God, right. I didn't even think about that, man.
So what are you taking? Are you taking you every time you have an orgasm, the song All Star plays, or every time you hear it, you have an orgasm?
You know, that's a tough one, but if I had to choose one, lesser two evils, you know what? Every time I orgasm, I think that I have to listen to All Star, man.
Well, it would just play.
The only thing about it, man, like, in theory, if you're having sex with someone, right, or you have a wife, you have a girlfriend, they know it's going to happen, so they might laugh along with you, but if you're trying to get a little alone time and hope no one else is going to notice, they're going to know.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe like a quick, work sex. You know, just all of a sudden that goes on in the background, all your co-workers going.
Boss didn't know that you're having sex with a co-worker in the bathroom. Hey, now, you're an all-star. Brandon, could we see you in HR, please?
I just like the fact that it's a climax.
Of course.
When it starts playing. Everyone you're with knows.
I think
it would be very difficult for that person not to start laughing.
But at some point, it's going to bug you. Because, you know, you're on a flight. It's a long transatlantic flight, man. You're just like, can't take it anymore. Right? So you just want to sneak in the bathroom. You're not the first guy to ever do that. But, you know, everyone else is asleep on the plane. It's 4 a.m. and then the lights pop on. And, hey, now, you're an all-star as you're rolling out of the bathroom. I think I would take it. I guess I would orgasm when I hear it.
Okay.
Right. I think I would too, yeah.
Okay, I got one more.
I'm the opposite. Play it every time I orgasm.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
All right, but again, I don't know, man. It's a trip somewhere. You're sharing a hotel room with like two other dudes. No big deal. You're just going into the bathroom, and again, nobody cares. We might even know what you're doing, but it's something different when it's confirmed.
It's better than sitting there and somebody plays that song. I don't know what my face looks like when that happens.
It's like you're about to sneeze, probably.
Okay. Yeah, and knowing my friends, they'd sing at a karaoke.
Al, since you can answer that question, I'm going to give you one more, all right?
All right. Let's hear it.
Would you rather have sex with your girlfriend in your mom's body or have sex with your mom in your girlfriend's body? Again, would you rather have sex with your girlfriend in your mom's body or have sex with your mom in your girlfriend's body?
Yeah, it's no good. And no matter what, we're going to hear All Star when you're done.
That's twisted, man. I don't know. My mom's 74 years old, dude. And I'm just thinking, like, I cannot.
But at this point, it's your girlfriend, right? You get it, your mom's 74. She probably looks like a 74-year-old woman. But it is your girlfriend in this moment.
It's just your mom inside of your girlfriend's body.
Right.
Yeah, or at least my girlfriend's attractive.
Yeah, or you can have sex with your girlfriend in your mom's body.
That's a tough one. You know,
I'd have to take my mom and my girlfriend's body. At least I can look at my girlfriend and say, like, damn, she's hot.
Yeah, right. But you gotta remember, you're looking at your girlfriend's body, but your mom is going to still be your mom.
That's the problem.
As how she
you're still looking at your mom.
What she says while you're having coitus.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, that's where maybe, you know, a sock or two comes into play. You know,
you're going to choke your mom out. All right. Okay. That's a tough one. It really is.
That is tough, man.
I think I got to go with the girl, my girl in my mom's body. Just because, you know.
Your girl in your mom's body.
Just because. Yes. Just because, you know, again, you're having sex with the person who's on the inside, as it were.
Correct.
And my eyes are closed half the time anyway. So let me just go ahead and keep my eyes closed most of the time now.
I think I'm with you, Mike, on this, where it's just like, look, I would rather be looking at my wife's body than my mom's body. But if the truth of who this person is in this moment.
Correct.
Is my mom, like, I don't want to. I don't want to be there.
It's
man.
More disturbing to think about my mom being there while I did.
Yeah, well, exactly. Versus,
Mike, I would say this with 20 years of experience on you, I would say now is the time to keep your eyes open. You've got a window, so don't have sex with your eyes closed.
I didn't say
now.
I glued them shut
because
you know?
Eventually you're going to start wanting.
I think you're missing Mike's point on this one.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's his mom.
Well,
so
right,
knowing,
right, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but you said you keep your eyes shut most of the time anyway.
Yeah, you know, blindfold comes into play.
So what I mean is, you know, right now this is when you want to have sex with the lights on,
sure,
and your eyes open because there'll come a dark time. Which,
but not if it's my mom on the other
Steve
side.
Steve and I are in right now. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, if it's my mom on the other side of that. Then probably not.
I mean, I think sometimes having sex, though, too, it's kind of like hitting somebody in football. You're supposed to keep your eyes open, but you can't help it.
Right.
Sometimes in the moment, I'm with Mike, like, I'm not consciously thinking about it, but my eyes do just close.
I mean, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. And then when you kind of remember to open them, like, oh, yeah, let me get some of this look in.
Yeah.
Right? It's different than what, like, porn, your eyes are open. Period.
Sure.
That's it. But somehow when you're actually doing the thing that you want to be doing, your eyes close. So I'm telling my brain, like, dude, you're doing it wrong. I mean, yeah. It is, like, because I don't need porn to have self-time. If it's there, great. If it's not, you can still work it. I can close my eyes, use my imagination. But
enjoy the show while you're watching it.
Yes. I probably have my eyes open more in my 20s.
I keep my eyes open if I can.
If I can, but like my 20s, I knew this was fleeting, man. You know what I mean? Like, you recognize then, like, this is about as good as it's going to
get. Oh, if I could go back in time, I'd change everything.
If I could turn back time.
Absolutely would change a lot.
I keep my eyes open if I was having sex with Cher.
A lot of
really?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Look at that, man. That's Cher down there.
I don't think she's unattractive. Something about her just bugs me. You know what I mean? Like, I do not like her. So when I see her, she just seems ugly to me. I know she's not ugly per se, but I'm just like, I don't like it. You're ugly to me. And also, I've always thought she looks a little bit like Gene Simmons. That really kind of ruins it for me. Maybe that's just me.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys a couple of the random would you rather questions. Okay.
Would you rather work on a submarine for a year? Or the International Space Station for 1 year?
Oh, I'm taking the space station.
You are?
Yeah. But you know me, man. I'm a space nerd. One, I do not like to be underwater, deep underwater, right? So that already doesn't fly. They're both going to smell about the same. You probably have about the same amount of space. So that, I think, is interchangeable.
I'm taking submarine.
I'm going submarine.
Every single time.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
Because you will come to port eventually.
Sure.
You're going to be on it for a year. You'll be working with a bigger crew of folks.
Without a doubt.
Your food will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Your bathing and your bathroom facilities will be easier to use. Even though you're underwater, you can still use a toilet.
Zero gravity. It's real easy, man.
Well, it might be.
Real easy.
You know, I know.
You don't even have to have aim in zero gravity. It's in a bag,
look,
dude.
When you come up and surface on a submarine, I'm sure they try to air that bad boy out the best they can. With the International Space Station, for however long that thing has been up there, that is the smell that only gets added to by every single new occupant.
Right, if you're on the sub for a year, you got to come up
at least a few times.
At least like 4 or 5 times, right? Because I think they stay under it max like 4 months.
That's what they want you to think.
Plus, I don't know. I'm with Miles. Like, the space station, if you're into space, is cool, but I don't know. What if within that year we got to fire a missile? Maybe old Ted's firing the missile.
Do I have to sleep in zero gravity? Yes.
What does that have to do with me being on the space station?
You don't get to shoot nothing.
No, but you get to see the Earth from space.
Yeah, I'd rather be up there. And to your point,
watch
it's
the Earth as I protect
people.
Us.
Yeah, that cool.
Cool.
I'm glad I'm not a part of that.
Best seat in the house, man.
All of the dumb people are 235 miles below me. As a fact, no one on the space station is stupid. So that's one nice thing.
Biggest drawback, you have to work out every day.
You don't have to work out, but again, it's resistance training.
It is. You still got to work out every day.
I can live with that
and
in
there. Mike, we knew a guy. He has a really nice house up on the hill that overlooks South Lake Union.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful view. He's got a deck out there. He's got a Mac Daddy place, the whole deal, right? So we're there many, many years ago. And I'm like, hey, man, this has got to be awesome to just have this view, you know, every day when you get up. You get to look at this. And he's like, hey, yeah, I don't even notice it's there anymore. Because that's where he lives. So with me, the International Space Station, it would be cool to see the Earth for, you know, a month. But then after that, you look out the window, It's the same.
What are you looking at in the submarine?
Same blue ball exactly. You've been staring at.
What are you
at?
Looking at in the submarine? I'm not curious what you think you're looking at. Hundreds of feet in the blackness of water, and I'm thinking
you're not
no window.
What I'm saying is just
you're looking at dudes. Have fun with that.
Yeah, man. We get a year to hang out with the fellas.
I don't have to strap myself in to go to bed.
You don't have to. They just recommend you do.
Well, I don't want to float around and bang my head off crap. You know,
right. Nobody's going to mind. Like, we're all in bunks. Everybody knows you got to get a little personal time. Nobody's gonna
hey, now, anything. You're an all-star.
Have you ever seen the guy who gets stuck in that thing? In the International Space Station. And he can't move to get to anywhere to do anything. And everyone's laughing at him. Have you ever seen the video?
That has to be intentional. No one is that stupid.
No. He can't propulse himself.
Well, yeah.
But you intentionally put yourself. No one is actually that stupid.
Right.
You have to intentionally.
You got to be moving all the time.
Yeah. Why do you think you have to move all the time?
Well, just to be able to hold on to something or to grab something.
You don't have to grab anything. It's zero gravity. If I want to go down the hole, you kind of will yourself down the hole.
How do you will your... Because if you go like this, you ain't going anywhere. Just
put your finger on a coffee mug. Yeah. You'll propel yourself forward. I mean, like, but dude,
this guy can't touch anything. So he's kind of stuck in the middle of the thing.
Well, you're just, not going nowhere. You're
floating, always moving.
You're floating slowly somewhere.
Yeah, he intentionally has to make himself stationary. Otherwise, he's just going to float into something.
Right.
Yeah, you don't just, lock into a place and you're there, man.
We don't have to worry about that, all right? We're on the submarine. We're in the Navy. They tell us what to do.
Yeah.
We're just going about our year. And then if something bad happens, I'm telling you, I want to be on that. I want to be that guy. Like, we push up that button. I turn my key. The captain comes down. He turns his key. Boom.
Don't they have to do it at the same time?
What's that?
Don't they have to do it at the same time? I'm basing all my knowledge on movies.
I don't work on the sub yet, so I don't know.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah.
I think my worst part as far as going on the International Space Station is the travel there and back. That would freak me the hell out.
I mean, look.
Because I don't want to jet propel 230 miles into the air and then just...
Miss?
Yeah. Miss and then just... And propel myself back.
Nobody describes it as the funnest of experiences coming back from space. No, it's terrifying.
Well, it might have ruined your whole body. When you come back down a year later, granted, when you get up from a submarine, I'm sure your eyes are shot.
And if I'm on a submarine, at some level, I can still talk to people off the submarine, right?
Yeah.
Well,
they're on the space station all the time. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, you realize they bounce your cell phone off a satellite, so they're kind of in a prime spot.
They got T-Mobile up there.
What do you think the cost is on that cell phone bill? Baby, we got to cut it short, ma'am.
Is it technically roaming? Because you're not in a different country.
It has to be roaming because you keep going around the planet, right? So
international.
You go around the planet every 90 minutes. Like, Canada picks you up. This place picks you up.
All right, how about this? You guys are up in the space station. Mm-hmm. It's cool. You're looking at Earth. Miles and I, though, when we surface every 4 months, we're in a completely different place.
Probably tropical.
Yeah.
Well, so are we.
Maybe.
We pop up in Guam. We pop up in Hawaii. We pop up in Japan.
And Africa.
Maybe.
Yeah. And we wake up and look down at Africa. We look down at Europe. We look down at Asia.
Oh, that beautiful blue. Where do you think their sub is?
Yeah. What's for dinner?
Oh, I'm getting bored of the view. I've been living here for 35 years. I still am amazed every time I see Rainier.
Well, I can also look out another window. Yeah.
When I get out in Honolulu, if I want to go get a Big Mac, guess what? I'm going to go get a Big Mac.
You can't
understand
the boat.
That's living.
I know.
They can send me up a Big Mac.
You would be dying for a Big Mac.
Pizza has made it to space, Miles. A Big Mac will get up to space.
No way.
I will put in for an Uber Eats order. It's in the commercials. Don't bring it up.
Let's find out what exactly they eat. What are they having?
Most of it's paste and tang.
I'm sure we can look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, well, I mean, we got to have people that have been on a submarine.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I just feel like I'd rather be on that sub.
Walking on your food for the first 6 months.
Walking on.
Oh, yeah, they store the cans underneath the mats.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
At least there was on the one that I was on in Scouts. It was an old sub, but...
But still, I mean, you're eating normal food. You can open a can without the contents of it spilling out into the air.
I'm sure they've developed food technology for space at least a little bit beyond toothpaste.
They got it covered, man. Yeah. They do a good job.
Well, you guys will be great, man.
Well, you know.
Enjoy that.
Oh, I would love it, dude. I wish I was people trapped up there. Like, I'm in no hurry, man.
Miles is an Eagle Scout. I've lived up in Maria, so it's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Survivalist.
You know me.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
20 years we've been on the rock in Seattle. That's a hell of a long time. And with that, the brand new 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing is out now.
Yeah.
Available in stores like the QFC in Ballard, where I picked up a six-pack over the weekend.
Just the lager? You grab any the IPA?
I just grabbed the men's room 20th anniversary lager.
All right.
For my President's Day celebration.
Yes.
And drank the entire thing.
That is what happens.
Also, yes. Had some men's room beer brats from Uli's over the weekend as well.
Oh, you did it up.
The only thing I did not have, I still had a little container of salsa left from San Juan Salsa Company.
Yeah.
I finished that bad boy up. And then from there, man, I did sausages. I did some beer.
All right.
Yeah. It was good.
There's nothing wrong with
it. Some onions and some peppers.
Solid.
Delicious. All but it's available now. Details and locations at KISW.com.
Are there any other vegetables that go on like a sausage? So is peppers and onions, right?
Sauteed mushrooms will show up once in a while.
If you consider sauerkraut still cabbage, then yes.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
But those
are kind of done there, right? No one says I want broccoli or artichoke hearts.
Right. But if you say Italian sausage, generally I'm thinking peppers and onions.
Yeah.
Or peppercinis.
Peppercinis, yeah, take
get,
close.
Get the hots every once in a while. Right, a question, 206-803-ROCK.
Ours is a bratwurst. To me, that should be mustard, maybe some kraut.
I always go mustard. Always. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, it's me. Hello, hola.
Hola.
John, welcome to the program. And the random would you rather question.
All right, let's go with this one.
Would you rather be swallowed by a whale or death rolled by a crocodile?
Now, keep in mind, these are based on news stories, and both victims, quote-unquote, survived.
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm not, like, a news guy. So, like, you said there's... So, what news story has a whale, and then, like, there's, a, like, a guy walked away? Like, so he was, like,
The guy was kayaking off the coast of Chile. He was celebrating his 23rd birthday. A humpback whale breached, but where it breached is exactly where his kayak was. So, this thing swallowed him whole, all right? Within a few seconds, because of the way their anatomy is built, the whale can't swallow him. Mm-hmm. So it just spit his ass out. It spit him out underwater, but the kayak is buoyant. So he comes rocketing back out of the water like nothing had happened. But keep in mind.
So he's not damaged. Like, he's not.
No.
He
suffered no damage. Yeah,
both of them are alive. The guy who got bit by the crocodile, he had to go to the hospital to get his arm checked out because it was pretty tore up.
Right. But both guys survived.
So I think this one's pretty easy because, like, so if I'm in the depth, if he's got a lock on me, the alligator, and he's rolling, it means he's already got something and he's rolling, right? So that's one thing. And then if the kayak gets, like, you know, what like you said, if I get taken under and I'm in the whale, and then how many stories do you got for a whale getting taken under? Like, I feel like this is very rare.
It's actually happened twice in the last year.
What?
Of someone being spit out by a whale, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm with him on that one. Whale research, man. What about the years before that? I think I know. I think I'm going to go with the whale. Because, whales have, like, more not, like, the brain of, like, fight or flight thing. If I've seen a crocodile grab another crocodile's leg, death roll his leg off. That crocodile didn't move, and the other one just ate it, and they just, like, went on. Yeah. It was Tuesday.
Yeah, they kind of, like, put their arms around each other, like, want another beer?
The whale's not trying to eat you. That's the thing. He just swallowed this guy.
I'm going to go whale. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about, like, a sperm whale, like a big one. Like,
yeah, it's a humpback whale that swallows his ass. Yeah. I'm right there with you, man. Just give me... It sounds crazy to say this. Not that I'm right there with you, but just based on the lack of damage for the guy in the kayak.
Yeah.
I would take that. But also hearing his description of the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you got the story right there. Yeah. I'll shut up.
Adrian Simancas. He was only in a whale's mouth for around a second, but it felt like much, much longer. So he was on a kayaking trip with his father in the Strait of Magellan as you set off the southern Chile coast, celebrating his 23rd birthday. And his kayak and himself were briefly swallowed by a humpback whale. He escaped unharmed. The incident was captured on video because his dad was on a kayak too, and he was filming him just a few feet away. And he can be heard encouraging his son to stay calm. He was able to reach his father's kayak. They made it back to shore, and he said, "I thought I was dead. I thought the thing had eaten me. It had swallowed me for sure." He told the BBC that they had been kayaking for about 2 hours. They're starting to come back when something hit him from behind and closed in on me, and then I sunk. I managed to see a dark blue and a white color. Then I felt a slimy texture, which touched my face. At that moment, I closed my eyes, expecting an impact, but I felt more like I was flipped over, not hit, and that's when I kind of laid down. He says in the brief moment he was in the whale's mouth, he thought about the possibility of surviving inside the whale. He said that after it spit him out, to the surface, he realized that it wasn't a predator, but was worried it could do the same thing to his father's kayak, whether out of curiosity or just play. He told the BBC he has reflected on the experience and decided to appreciate it for what it is, not only to see how to get something positive out of maybe something negative, but to see if in its entirety, as what it is, that it is such a unique experience that most people will probably never have an encounter with wildlife like that anywhere else in the world.
I think he's 100% correct there.
Yeah.
Somebody here says that a whale's throat is about as wide as a basketball. You can't fit.
So once you get in the mouth, that's pretty well it.
I guess, I mean, look, I don't know, that big-ass animal, and you're telling me the opening to the throat's the size of a basketball hoop.
Some people have tinier throats.
He's doing a teeny tiny throat.
Yeah. Now we have the story of the crocodile.
Yeah, that's not funny, dude.
He got not so...
seriously, I know a couple people have tiny throats. I have a tiny throat. I hate swallowing stuff.
That's right. How do you know you have a tiny throat?
I don't know. I just know I choke on pills all the time.
Well, does that mean you have a tiny throat, or you just have a swallowing problem?
Like the gag reflex.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really asked my... my GP about it.
Seriously, do I have food?
It is a giant fear of mine.
It's a fear, but it doesn't happen.
It's gotten close.
Okay.
So I worry about it. But, like, my cousin had to have, like, a surgery.
What, to actually expand his throat?
Yeah.
So is this, like, a Smith family thing? Just like, hey, man, our throats are smaller than your average man.
Maybe. I know our buddy Marshall. Like, he went to the doctor. The doctor's like, you do have a tighter throat.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You guys just hang together, all you small throat people?
Small throat club.
What is this?
I mean, it's a
weird society.
I don't know. I mean, I gotta.
Okay, can you do a beer bong?
I take gulps of it, though.
So
I don't
can't
open,
swallow it.
Right. That's why if me and you chug a beer out of a can, I can beat you, because there's only so quickly you can pour it out of the can. But I can't beat you out of a glass or a beer bong.
Okay,
you could just open your throat.
All right, guys.
You guys saw me choke on an oyster in a restaurant once.
That's right. And to me, like that's the ultimate texture to not fear, but it's still like he's going to die.
Right. That's why I got to chew him before I swallow him.
You chew oysters?
Yeah.
Huh.
I give him a little chew.
Okay.
Yeah, man, if you're worried about having a tiny throat, I would too.
I like to taste the ocean.
Or get the smaller ones.
You never know which
even
ones. If it's like 12, it's
even
like...
Even the Kumimoto's. I'm still taking a quick little gnaw on them.
All right.
I mean, look, my uncle does it. That's how I learned. Because the last time I tried to eat an oyster years ago with you guys, I almost died. And then my uncle loves them, and I asked him, and he goes, just give him a little chew. That's what I do. Maybe we all have tiny throats.
You might have just tiny throats in family.
Okay. Yep, tiny throat family.
Your brother have any problems with it?
I hate to admit this. You know, now we're talking about it. Yeah, everybody in my family's the same way. We got to crush up our pills.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, to me, this sounds like the Smith family's got tiny throats.
In theory, you're not wrong, right? Like, you know, like the caps that dissolve?
Yeah.
So my buddy gave me one, and, like, I was in the bathroom at this restaurant, but I'm, like, choking. Now, I'm conscious enough that I'm still kind of with it.
Yeah.
So eventually I just pulled the trigger, but... Yeah, it was a hellacious, like, 15 seconds, because it's like, do I burst out of the door in this restaurant?
Did you have any water?
I was getting it out of the sink.
Well, yeah, but you had some.
But that's tough, man. That's different, because you're kind of sucking that up. You're not drinking it down. Somebody says a small throat, you choke on an oyster.
Yeah.
I guess you're not alone, man. Somebody else tell Ted to tilt his head down when swallowing the pill.
Now, listen, it's kind of like throw with the hiccups.
Everybody's
got an idea, this or that. Like for instance, Advil. Mm-hmm. Regular Advil, I'll choke on it.
We can go get Advil right now. You're not going to choke on the little red ones.
The gel cap is fine, but the little sugar-coated one, the little round one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with the gel caps, and I have no problem swallowing the pills, but like anything, if the water I'm washing it down with goes down before the pill, whatever, man, those dissolve, the gel caps, like the VDS, they will stick to my throat.
None
of the other ones do, but those, for whatever reason, they get real, like, sticky, man.
Tacky.
And tacky. Thank you. That's the word.
Now we go to Indonesia. An unsuspecting man got a not-so-sweet surprise when he was brutally bitten by a supposedly docile rescued crocodile.
Come on.
And the terrified encounter was caught on camera. Who is the person that determines that this crocodile is docile?
I think people confuse things. Like, it's not actively doing anything. That does not mean it's docile, right? Like, some of the toughest dudes I know that like to fight, they also sleep. I would never say, oh, he's docile, so go poke him in the ear. Like, no, this dude's a killer.
The question is the animal hungry or not?
Right.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Or are you annoying it?
For example, when my buddy had a boa constrictor, all right? If the animal had just been fed, which was always fun to watch,
mm-hmm. That
was like the highlight of the week.
Of course.
Bring the mouse home from the pet store, and we would just sit there and, you know, watch the battle begin, which normally didn't take very long.
But so that is not a battle.
But after that, you know, depending on I can't remember if it was once a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever that time period was, after that, the snake would just hang out with you. He'd wrap around your neck. He'd hang out on your back. He would wrap up around your arm. He would sit in your lap. He would be fine. But that was the problem when the thing escaped. Because when it escaped, it was missing for 3 months.
So it is hungry.
So when you're trying to get that thing off of the hot water line, which was curled around in the back behind a hot water tank, it was not happy at all that anybody was trying to touch this thing.
Sure.
Because he was hungry. Once he was fed, he was back to a normal self.
I mean, think about people. People will tell you, you are hangry. Like, we know this is not your general disposition, but I know you're hungry, and this is deeply affecting your mood. Especially what do you do with kids, man? It's just like, look, get them a freaking snack because, and any parent will tell you this, your kid shuts up. It buys you basically an hour when you see them melting down. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, I'm not going to console them. I'm not going to discipline them. I'm going to get them one of those teeny tiny sleeves of Oreos. And magically, they're fine.
And that's why on the safari in Africa, the reason that it was somewhat safer around certain animals is because they're nocturnal and they hunt all night long and they have eaten all night long and they continue to eat all night long. So when sunrise comes up, They are stuffed. They are tired. It is their time to go to bed.
Were you confident of that? Again, no, I go back to the picture that you sent of the lions, and I even asked you, is that a telephoto lens? And you said, no, that lion was as close to me as it looked.
It like, walked right up to me.
So do they tell you, like, hey,
they say,
I'm sure he's eaten.
Still.
How still can you look at
it? I just stopped. I froze because it was a male, and he was walking right at me. And then...
So wait, you're standing outside of the
vehicle. He was about 5 feet away from me, and he dropped, and he rolled over on his back like a cat in your living room.
Yeah.
And he just started to scratch his back, and then he rolled over to his side. I'll get a video I can show you, and then he just started to go to sleep.
But do you have to wait for him to fall asleep? So when they say stand still, right, and obviously the lion's approaching you, he drops, he's rubbing his back. Do you still have to stand still as he's going through his routine before he goes to sleep?
I did not move until, he laid down, then I walked out of there. The hyenas, all right, they are nocturnal as well. They are not hunters, but they follow around all the animals that hunt at night.
Sure.
And eat all the scraps and clean up. Basically, they take the meat off the chicken wing. There's nothing left.
Yeah.
So their job is to kind of clean the corpse. They are also
Fight other animals off their fresh kill too.
Yeah,
absolutely,
exactly. But they're not interested in attacking an animal to eat it. So they are scavengers.
Where I understand they're scavengers by nature. I also know they'll make some of their own kills. But if they're looking at a human,
doesn't mean they won't bite in defense. But it means that they are not after you to eat you. So they're not hunters.
Because we're defenseless again. I get they're not hunters. But they will make some of their own fresh kills. But obviously, if you live in a world of lions, the lions will do the killing for you. But if they're sizing up a human being, and there's 15 of them, they know you are a zero threat. So like if they're hungry, I still feel like they might say, you know, man, let's take them down.
Sure. Now, with a giraffe, if you see a giraffe, you are in a safety zone.
Doesn't mean there's no lion, no predators.
The giraffes basically act as a huge telescope, periscope, if I'm in a submarine for a year, whatever you want to call it. And they basically scan the area around them. And if they have a youngster with them, which most of them do, they are basically on high alert. And they do not go anywhere with the children when anything else is around them that is threatening.
Okay.
So if you see a giraffe, you're more than likely in a safety.
Hang out in that general area.
If you don't see a giraffe, that means there could be a leopard. There could be a rhino. There could be a hippo. There could be, a wild buffalo.
Do rhinos charge giraffes? As far as you know.
I can see lions could be a problem.
Hyenas could be a problem. I just feel like a rhino, they're territorial. Giraffe would know where the territory is. I just feel like a rhino would not intentionally want to just charge.
I think the lions are the ones that kind of get up, grab on, and hunt in a group with that size animal.
They're a gang, man.
So they got to get up there and climb that tree to, cut the cord on the neck.
God.
Yeah. But that was weird. But this case, it was a tourist.
But in this case.
Yeah, the guy. And I saw saltwater crocodiles, man. You do. There's another.
Massive.
You see them, but they always say that a crocodile is the most dangerous when you cannot see them.
Right, because they can see you.
They can see you, and they know exactly what they're doing. And when they're in water, what is it? What is this saying?
In Walter. Well, oh, my God, guys.
No, it's like crocodile tears or whatever the deal is.
All right.
So there's like two or three expressions.
They're not crocodiles. Real.
Well, and there's another saying about something with crocodiles being in water, where basically that's the most dangerous. If you don't see a crocodile, that's when it's the most dangerous. If you see one, then more than likely you're fine.
And you'll avoid
it. Because when it's hunting, it hunts underwater and then breaches and comes out of the water and attacks. But if you see one, you're more than likely fine.
More than likely.
More than likely fine. That is not the dangerous crocodile. If you can see it,
right,
you're okay. If you can't, you could be dead within seconds.
God damn. I didn't realize how big and tough they were. And so whatever that show, like Beast versus Beast kind of thing. And they'd so, lion versus a tiger, all this kind of thing. And they showed a great white shark. Taking on a saltwater crocodile. And in my mind, I'm like, why are you even showing this?
Mm-hmm.
The crocodile kind of kicks the shark's ass. The advantage that the shark has, obviously this fight had to take place in water because sharks don't fight well on land, right? So they said the main thing is that when the crocodile kind of kicks the shark's ass, like one-on-one, it's pretty brutal and pretty swift. Like, I could not believe how tough these things are. But there's a point where the crocodile is to breach to get air. And that's when the shark can take him out.
Okay.
So they said head-to-head, you put your money on the saltwater croc, but once the crocodile has to go up and get air, that's when the shark can take advantage. But otherwise, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, this was an elderly gentleman, and he was a tourist checking out Lucky, the croc that was rescued at the Samori Dairyland place after it was reportedly saved from a flood. The resting croc ignores the man's food offering. This was the deal. The guy's trying to feed this thing. Suddenly, it chomps down on his arm, yanks him in the water in no time.
I'm going to need this.
And the grandpa was tossed around the water like a rag doll.
Obviously, the onlookers screamed in pure panic. Miraculously, somehow this guy was pulled from the water. Video later shows firefighters rushing him to the hospital with a severely injured arm. An official revealed the croc was spotted near a landfill and that the crocodile had laid eggs on land. So, as we told you when we brought this story to you a couple days ago, there's a warning in that area to stay alert because there is solid proof that there is a male crocodile in the area as they run together in pairs.
You know, they keep saying that this guy was pulled from the water. I'm like, what is the moment that you know it's kind of safe to pull the guy out of the water? And like I said, you know, it's not that I don't want to rescue people, but I'm very...
Did you see the video?
I didn't see the whole thing. I saw the thing grab his ass,
right.
And
so
that's about it.
It's relatively quick, and I'm going to bring this up in headlines later on tonight, but it kind of does... Or go right by its docile nature as it was referenced, because it basically rips the guy into the water and almost immediately lets him go.
Okay.
So I don't know what that whole interaction was. However, it was a very powerful interaction. But also, I believe in the story, it says that he was rescued, what, like last month or a couple weeks ago, something like
that?
Are
you kidding me?
And then they're like, oh, yeah, he's a docile crocodile. It's like, how in the hell do you know this early?
If it's a crocodile, it's not docile. One thing I will say, my in-laws... They have a place in Delray Beach, Florida. Whatever. I don't know. About 9 miles north of Miami. And where their condo is, so my wife and I went there probably 18 years ago. Decent little place. Whatever. There's a gas station about a half mile down the road at this major intersection. But between their condo and this gas station, there's nothing. It's just grassland, a couple trees. And I know there's a golf course hidden somewhere in there. So there's no sidewalk. So I went to get cigarettes, and I'm bitching because it's so hot. It is so freaking hot and humid, whatever. Walk down, get my cigarettes, walk back. Don't give it a thought. And my father-in-law, he calls to check on us. I'm like, oh, man, we're doing all right. And at that time, he was a smoker. So I'm like, God, is there any place closer just to grab a pack of smokes? He said, well, where did you go? And I said, whatever, like Exxon, whatever it is, down on the corner. He goes, did you drive or walk? I said, I walked down, man. I wasn't going to bother getting that hot-ass car, wait for it to cool down. I just walked down. He's like, yeah, don't do that. I'm like, why? So, do you know how many alligators are probably watching your ass? Because he goes, there's a swamp right behind that tall grass and the trees that you cannot see from the road. Mm-hmm. They are all over the place. And when he said it out loud, I'm like, that makes sense. But I did not give it a thought. And then I'm like, if I need smokes, I'm hopping in the car. I will wait for that thing to cool down. There's no chance, man. There is zero chance. And then he's telling me all these stories. Oh, yeah. There's a lady walking her dog. I mean, that was the last time she walked that dog. I'm like, what happened to the dog? He's like, well, the dog came running home. It was her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Jesus, man.
You ever driven in, like, the neighborhoods in Orlando? Like, not Disney World.
No.
So they all have pools, but they're all screened in.
Yes.
Because of snakes and alligators. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. If you don't screen them in, like, they're going to be in your pool.
Every single home. It's kind of like just like this huge-ass net or glass area. It's like a big,
yeah.
You know, like terrarium, so to speak.
But correct. Yeah,
every single pool has one. And not only that, but most of those places back up on ponds, retaining ponds.
Yeah.
So when you look out that backyard, there's a lake behind it. So imagine just like letting your kids go out and run and play in the yard, right? That's a pretty typical family life. Not there.
Right. There's no way.
Not there. That's not, you can, and alligators walk in the middle of you know, cul-de-sacs, in the middle of the streets. So even if you're just running across the street or riding your bike down the road, there's a jet. You've seen the videos of alligators ringing doorbells, basically.
Right.
Accidentally. You know, they just get up on the door and start pounding on it, whatever.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.